The Secret Garden by Frances Hodgson Burnett, Chapter 1. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2010. Mary Lennox was born in India. When she was 9 years old, her mother and father died of cholera. Mary did not miss her mother very much when she was gone. She had not seen or spoken to her very much when she was alive. Mary's mother had not wanted a child at all. She had been very beautiful and only been interested in going to parties and meeting people. Mary's father was always busy with his work too. So when Mary was born, a servant looked after her. Her mother told the servant to make sure that Mary did not cry or make too much noise. So the servant always gave Mary whatever she asked for, and Mary quickly became a very difficult and selfish little girl. Mary was a plain-looking child too. She had a thin little face and body, and she always looked cross. Because Mary was such a selfish little girl, she only really thought about herself. She wanted to know who would look after her now that her parents had died. She hoped they would let her do what she wanted. At first, Mary went to stay with a family called the Crawfords in India. But Mary was so disagreeable that none of the Crawford children wanted to play with her. After she had been there for a week, one of the Crawford's little boys told her she was going to go back to England. "You're going to live with your uncle," the boy said. "He lives in a great big old house in the country. He's so cross, he won't let people come and see him. And no one would want to see him anyway. He's a hunchback, and he's horrible." "I don't believe you," said Mary, and she turned her back and put her fingers in her ears. But that night, Mrs. Crawford told her that she was going to sail to England in a few days' time. She said that Mary would live with her uncle, Mr. Archibald Craven, at Misselthwaite Manor in Yorkshire.